Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is June the 30th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Proverbs chapters 4 to 6. We should reflect on our personal life journey. We read in Proverbs chapter 4 verses 25 to 27 like this. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. Our personal life journey is an adventure that is not just a means to an end, rather it is an expression of who we are. By looking at the choices we make and the reasons behind them, we see ourselves reflected just as surely as if we stood before a mirror and saw our physical features. God's word is symbolized as a mirror, and the above scriptures depicts our life as a pathway. In this chapter, Solomon reminds his son to hear and retain his instruction and to do so from deep within his heart. As God's people, looking back on our past lives in order to reflect on what God has accomplished will be a worthwhile exercise for us. We should be aware that this theological reflection was a habit of many people of yesteryears and is especially important for us today. So let us take some time out and reflect on our personal life journey as we do a self-evaluation by asking ourselves the following questions. What is God's plan for our lives? How far have we progressed in achieving God's plan for our lives? Have we grown or changed for the better in the past years? How is our testimony regarding what God has done for us in the past distinguishing us from non-Christians in our workplace or neighborhood? Have we positively influenced other people in recent years by genuinely touching and changing their lives for the better? Are we headed in the right direction today as we fulfill God's purpose for us? Are we honoring God and bringing glory to Him? Finally, are we deliberately avoiding evil places, people, and practices? Today, if we are careful to ponder the path that we are taking in our personal life journey and redirect ourselves to God's standard of holiness and to the purpose that God has laid out for us, all our ways will be well ordered and we will be safe from all harm.